You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
And I want to bring back to the air, we have Stephanie Kelsey Cottrell from Pura Vida Coaching, real estate expert that's called in. Welcome back.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And if you'd like to reach Stephanie, just go to our website and I'll have all your information on there. Just go to DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. And these 8 points that we're covering today, we're talking about the 8 items that your agent absolutely has to have and has to happen when you have a real estate agent. All the questions they need to ask you and the things you need to make sure that your agent does for you. And we've covered 1 through 4 already. And let's jump in on number 5, Stephanie.
I love this one. In fact, I'm so passionate about it. This is what I coach to. I coach all my clients across the country. I'm a national coach and an international coach. I have a client in Canada, I might say. But the most important relationship, I think, and it's funny, it is what it is. It's bullet number 5, but it's the most important thing. Your realtor must have a strong relationship with a lender, a mortgage partner. Your realtor must insist that you meet with their mortgage partner. And agents don't do this, and I know this to be true, but their mortgage partner should. And I'm just going to give a plug for Doug. You need to have a relationship with a realtor who has a relationship with somebody like Doug Haldeman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, between his level of integrity and his strength of character, I don't see this in mortgage lenders across the country. So if you're going to choose a realtor, if you're a realtor choosing a lender, you need to develop somebody because you are a team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking to the agents now.
Right.
You are a team, and you need to have a strong partnership with the mortgage lender who is in sync with you, and it's fusion. That you really mm-hmm. that there's a fusion between the two lenders, so between the lender and the realtor. So the realtor should ask you this: have you talked to my lender?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm going to have have you talked to a lender yet to get pre-approved? No, I haven't. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Doug Haldeman from Cherry Creek Mortgage give you a call. Is tonight or tomorrow better?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
The agent needs to take control of that relationship of the consumer. So as mm-hmm. a buyer or a seller out there to the consumers that are listening, you need to make sure that your realtor is asking this question about getting you pre-approved in parallel with his or her mortgage partner.
Right.
And if they're not, they're not a strong realtor.
Right.
Period. They're not strong.
Now, on a
they give you 3 business cards and say you pick one,
mm-hmm.
run.
Yeah. Now, on a consumer side, until I understood from Doug's perspective, I didn't get it. I didn't understand that why that relationship is so important. It makes the transaction go so much smoother when
yeah.
the agent and the lender get each other, that they get the process and they know each other's language.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And one thing I will say for the consumer, if you already are approved,
mm-hmm.
please just allow your agent to make that appointment for you to speak to Doug
mm-hmm.
to just talk about getting a second opinion.
Right.
Because it's not just always about the mortgage rates. And
that's
I know
true.
From a fact, I know for a fact that Doug has helped lots of agents
yep.
in the St. Louis metropolitan area whose
right.
buyer was approved with maybe another a national lender,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to fund. They're not going to closing.
Right.
And Doug came in. Doug, aren't we firefighters?
We are. Put the fire hat on. I was just doing it this morning.
Yeah.
Were you juggling
yeah.
while you were having the fire hat on?
Actually, yes. I had a little anxiety in the car.
But please, we really are firefighters. And I just got to add, and Doug is a professional juggler. How cool can't love a juggler?
Doesn't translate so well on the radio, but it's
no.
great in person. I just
no.
put on a great show last week, actually.
Good. So going back to the power of the mortgage relationship for the consumer is that your realtor should give you a strong referral,
mm-hmm.
have that mortgage partner call you. They're not going to leave it. They shouldn't leave it up to you to make the phone
mm-hmm.
call. They should take control. Remember, they should be your real estate coach.
Right.
Well, and
you out of harm's way.
You shared a statistic with me that was, I really like the stat. What is the number one thing that keeps deals from closing on time?
Here's what I know. And Doug, when we talked briefly, Doug's like, oh, where'd you get your information from? I coach agents all over the country. And 40% of the reason that buyers don't close and fund, in other words, take possession, is because the mortgage lender didn't get them to closing. And 40%, that 40% is because the realtor let the buyer choose the lender.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no fusion between a lender who's a, sorry guys, a national lender, I'm not going to name any names, the buyer found somebody, and the realtor doesn't have a relationship with that lender. There is no fusion. So 40% of the time that you're not getting a house, you're not winning, is because you chose your mortgage lender. You didn't let your realtor choose your mortgage lender. 40% of the time.
And that really just boils down to the fact that a realtor is going to choose a lender that they can count on, that they know closes transactions on time. Because if they don't, then the realtor's not going to be a partner with them. That's their paycheck.
Yes.
And they're going to choose wisely, and they have to have a lender that's going to give fantastic deals to the buyers that keeps them coming back for more. Because if they don't, the realtor will cut them off. So you have to have confidence. If your realtor does much business, they will have pre-screened out to find the best of the best out there. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, lenders not all created equal, that's for sure.
No, and then neither are realtors. Sorry, guys. You know, and Doug, I went to your bio this morning, and I looked at it again, and you want to, and the realtors, I want you to think about this, that you want to be doing business with somebody like Doug, responsible debt and standard of living management, planning for the unexpected life events that create credit card debt, how to become financially free and debt-free. That's Doug's mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm passionate about it. I love doing that.
I know you are. And this is why you and I have always had this synchronicity between the two of us, because we both think this way. So,
awesome.
Lender partner. And then the other relationship that, and I guess it all boils down to, is that you want to do business with a realtor that has a significant affiliate program. In other words, significant partnerships, mm-hmm. that they choose the lender for you. They choose the building inspector for you. They choose the title company for you. Let them be your coach.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You have to submit to their will.
You shouldn't be responsible for going out there and picking a building inspector. And what's interesting, Doug, and I know we're short on time, NAR, the National Association of Realtors, didn't tell the public in a social media posting that they put out there that the most important decision you have to make is to choose a realtor with strong relationships. They put it back on the consumer to find their own lender and find their own building inspector.
Right.
Because they don't want the responsibility.
Right.
They don't want the responsibility.
Right. Right.
All right. Number seven.
Right.
What's number seven?
They must have experience. 75% of agents fail in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. There is no real estate school. Nobody teaches us. When we go to real estate school, we learn how to get a license. But nobody really teaches us the business of real estate. It's hands-on.
Right.
It's a mentorship program without a mentor.
Right. I liked your statement about the realtor's role is not just to show pretty houses.
No. Our role is not to show pretty houses. Mm-hmm. And I know if I did a survey of 10 agents right now, two or three of them would say, I just love to show pretty houses.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, they would.
Yeah.
Right.
So their role is not to show you pretty houses. Their role is to keep you out of harm's way. Their role is, do they need to have experience where in St. Louis, if you're writing on a $500,000 house in Kirkwood, that you know you have a confidence in your agent that they're going to win your offer. They're going to win for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have strength in negotiating? Have they ever let the buyer choose their lender and then they didn't fund on time? You want to be in relationship with a strong agent that has, sorry guys, for the new ones, years of experience.
Here's one of the areas, Stephanie, that I see that's extremely important, is that through experience and being a really good agent comes repetition. You're doing a lot of numbers of transactions, because there are scenarios that come up that they only come up every 100 transactions, every 200 transactions, a complex scenario comes up. And if an agent hasn't approached those scenarios before, they're not going to know how to solve that problem. It comes up a lot. I mean, I could name a lot of specifics with that if we had more time, but I think we're gonna have to keep moving. What is number eight on your list?
Last one is when you meet with this realtor and they sit down with you and they do a real buyer consultation, they really want to know what your have-to-haves are on a property. They really want to know your why. They really want to know what your deadline is. They're going to keep you out of harm's way, and they're going to ask you to sign what I call a buyer loyalty agreement. They're going to give you advice on don't call for sale by owners. They're going to give you advice on don't go buy a new car in the next 60 days. They're going to give you that advice, and they're going to ask you to sign a loyalty agreement. I agree to do this for you. If you'll agree to do this for me, we're going to be in this contract for about 60 days, because you said your deadline was by this time. I'm not going to ask you to sign a contract for a year. That doesn't make any sense, does it? So it's a buyer realtor loyalty agreement that you'll work with my lender. I mean, it's all about setting expectations from day one, and I can tell you 95% of, that seems like a really high number that I just threw out there. Make sure they ask you for your loyalty. As a consumer, make sure that agent asks for your loyalty, because working with four or five agents is not the solution to finding a home in our current real estate market.
Now, interviewing four or five is fine to make sure you find the right one. That part's fine, but once you interview them quickly, then make a commitment to the right one that meets these eight criteria.
Yeah.
Absolutely important. Well, Stephanie, definitely appreciate you taking the time to call in.
My pleasure.
Incredible information. Anybody who's looking to get coached in real estate should definitely reach out to you. I'm going to make sure your information, Stephanie Kelsey Cottrell, Pure Vita Coaching, I'm going to put it all on our website at DougHaldeman.com. And if you want to download these eight steps, they're also going to be in our blog post. So visit DougHaldeman.com at DougHaldeman.com. Look for Stephanie Kelsey Cottrell from Pure Vita Coaching. Thanks again, Stephanie.
My pleasure. You guys have an awesome weekend. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
So do you want to know how an appraisal is actually completed and why your basement can't count in your square footage? Well, coming up, we're going to speak with an appraisal expert who's going to join us to answer those questions. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.